Hello, welcome to Rod Japan episode 64. This is Brandon Chin, broadcasting from Itoshima, Fukuoka, and today I'm going to be speaking about age in Japan. As you know, age is important in Asia. If you didn't know, it is. It establishes hierarchy, and people ask you from the beginning of the conversation to know how they should refer to you so as not to offend you. And also, to know what they can say. So if you are the same age, they're going to be more casual and more frank. If you are older, they're going to respect you and most likely not tell you how they are entirely feeling. If you are younger, they're going to be quite frank and might give you some advice that you did not ask for. And in Japan, I think age has a lot to do with Confucianism from China. So it's like a structured, it basically based on Confucian philosophy, a lot of education, politics, and respect for elders was embedded in society where it takes place. So I think in Korea too, a lot of Confucian principles are followed, and other places where China has reached its tentacles, which is far and wide in Asia. And I'm not here to tell you whether it's good or bad. I'm just telling you my experience in Japan with this philosophy of respect for people older than you. I think I read some article about the morality or what people in different countries found to be okay with self-driving cars. Like, they took a survey of different countries, Western countries as well as countries in Asia like India, China, and Japan, and they asked people who would you feel worse about getting run over by a self-driving car? And it was like between young babies and children. Young babies. I think babies are pretty much young overall. Babies and children, young children, and between elders. Which one would you not want to be seen getting run over? Something to that effect. I don't remember the exact survey questions, but overall, countries in Asia chose to save the elderly person more than the young people. And you can see this kind of shows you where the values are compared to Western countries where they look, especially Germany, where they look, Germany was one that was like either or. But in places like the US, people were very skewed towards saving the young people with their future. And, you know, this determines, this type of underlying way to be determines how people interact with each other. And it's important to know how people, any two people in a society will communicate or connect, because another quote that I'm pulling from some distant past, and I do not remember who said it, but I think it was to some effect that society stands on the shoulders of two people in conversation, right? Or in some ways connecting. And in a lot of ways, I find that to be true, right? Values come out in a conversation between two strangers. And of course, those people have different backgrounds or whatnot, but they are living, we can assume that if they are both citizens of the place they are in and they're living in the same society, that their values will be somewhat similar. And that's important to discuss and talk about at times. What are our values? And to sometimes question and doubt what has been in place for a while, and also doubt what is new. So going back to tradition is also something that is useful. Another thing about age in Japan is romantic relationships. You can see a lot of older people with younger people, usually older men with younger women. And it's not seen as weird as it is maybe in the West. You can see a lot of couples with, or it seems like it's many, but you know, we don't know. You see a lot in celebrity couples and whatnot, but like 50, 60-year-old men with 20-year-olds, or 50-year-olds with, 18, 19, 20. And it gets very odd because the ages are like between what a parent would be and their offspring. And, you know, like I said, different values. And not to say it's good or bad. And if there's obviously free will, or if there's choice in the relationship, I think it's, you know, that's between those two people. As long as it doesn't break any laws and the two people are respecting each other in the relationship, I mean, that's their thing to deal with, yeah? I mean, I've had my fair experience with older women, but not in my parents' age, like not that big of a gap. So I can't really speak on how it is, but just from looking from the outside, I mean, as long as there's mutual respect, there's no laws being broken, like underage stuff, that's up to them, you know, how they handle that relationship. So I can't really say, it's not my place to say if it's good or bad. I just know that I wouldn't involve my, I have a limit. I usually say 40. 40 is the limit for women that I'm sexually involved with, because it starts to get weird after 40. Because it gets into mother territory. And that's not fun, at least for me. I'm not sure about some other people out here in Asia. Although in the West, you always hear people saying some women have daddy issues and or mother issues, right? And so they seek out that figure in their partner. But nah, it's not me, so I can't. And you know, some people have different situations, so that's up to them. I think it's important to establish boundaries for yourself and not solely rely on societal pressures to conform, because then you're not really living out your own life, right? Again, though, yes, the law is important to some degree, and you know, we should respect what the general consensus is, that like underage stuff, nope. And anything along those lines should be honored, but also maintain your own personal boundaries. Mine happened to be 40. What are yours? This is age. Age in Japan. And it establishes hierarchy. If you're coming here to travel and you meet some old people on the street, obviously you're going to treat them with decency, but also understand that they create the bounds. So I usually don't get frank or too comfortable with older people until they establish that it's okay. Usually I'm polite and careful with my words. I'm still honest, but it's just a different way of framing the conversation. But until, you know, in the countryside, there's a lot of older people that are just don't give a fuck anymore, and they just want to be free and not have to bound themselves by social constraints. So they just talk freely and talk with the shit, and then you are also free to do that. In my case, in my experience, I've had that. I've had the joy of talking with a lot of older people that really don't give a shit. And it's fun. It's nice. You talk to them like a grandparent. It's warm. It's comfortable. You can learn a lot, too, because then you get the real feelings. And I do feel that a lot of Japanese people actually feel more free when they speak to foreigners, because it allows them, they understand that, you know, we're not really part of the social fabric, so it's okay to go outside the bounds and just be like, let loose, drop their shoulders and just say, you know how I feel about this, da 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 da. But they never speak about that with their Japanese friends, colleagues, family members. And I've had many Japanese people tell me this. It's not like we're not speaking in English. This is in their native language, and they feel more comfortable because, like I said, we're outside. Like, foreigners are outside of the social fabric, so it's easier to get loose. Anyway, if you're coming to Japan and you want to feel this age hierarchy for yourself, it's quite interesting, especially if you're traveling. It can give you a different perspective on how you interact with the people back home and with your friends and colleagues and whatnot, and your family. And that's the whole point of travel, I think, is to shatter our expectations and give ourselves fresh perspective so that we can change something in our lives, behavior, thoughts, what have you. So if you're interested in traveling to Japan, or if you already are planning on coming to Japan, but you don't know what to do with while you're here and want something a little bit different, especially if you've been here before, but you're, you know, ready to change it up, just go to brandonchin.net/change. You can book a call there, watch the video, book a call there if you're interested, and we can talk about how we can create that experience for you here. There's no selling on the call. I'm just going to talk to you and ask you, you know, what you really want from your trip in Japan, and or what you want for your life back home. And I can see, you know, because Japan changed me in my perspective, and I hope to give you that with my podcast. But the travel, this guide experience, goes deeper than that. Can actually connect you with my network here, and also, you know, give you the joy of experiencing all the sights and behind the scenes experiences you can get with store owners here that can really change your mind on things back home for you. Or if you do not plan on coming to Japan but still are interested in Japanese culture, you can get some juice through my novels that are usually about Japanese culture and a societal problem that I'm really interested in. The one I'm writing now is about comfort women, the forced prostitutes that Japanese military, forced prostitute system that the Japanese military created during World War II and countries around Asia. And to this day have still, even though they've paid reparations, still have a problem with formal apologies and fully acknowledging what has happened. So it creates a lot of tension here, but I'm interested in all the intricacies of the problem, so I'm writing a novel about it. It should be out by the end of the year. And that's the type of stuff you can get from your home through my work, as well as a community, a membership community, where I will be providing exclusive videos with Japanese friends and colleagues that, you know, want to talk about specific things of Japanese culture frankly and want to share that with foreigners, the West, whatever you want to call it. Not even just the West. It's not just the West and the East, yeah? And why does nobody talk about Antarctica? Antarctica is alone. There's just so many people living there waiting to be included in the West-East dynamic. So yeah, go to brandonchin.net/raw if you're interested in my books or community. And if you would like to book a call with me for the travel, go to /change. See you on the next episode. Take care of yourself. And, you know, ask yourself what you're, you know, the people in your life, how sometimes you speak to them, or, you know, what your interactions with them, how they change based on who you're speaking to, you know, with the age difference and whatnot. So I think it's something to look at and explore to see what type of values you have in your own world. Take care. Oyasumi nasai. See you on the next episode. Leave a review on iTunes if you are interested in sharing your honest opinion. One star is perfectly fine as long as you let me know what I can do better to serve you. So, take care and enjoy your day. Oyasumi nasai. Oyasumi nasai.